escape from that madhouse because it's time to go back to the 90s. I am your hard-to-kill host, Darian, and it's time once again to revisit Saturday, March 3rd, 1990.
Fantasy sports fans are winning huge cash prizes every day at DraftKings.com, America's favorite place to play daily fantasy sports. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want. Just pick your sport and draft your team. It's like a new season every time you play, so you're never stuck with the same players. Last year, $300 million were won at DraftKings.com, and you could be next to win big. Go to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code NOW to play for free. That's NOW for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It was Saturday, March 3rd, 3-3, 1990. Saturday morning television was out of control. You had Dink the Last Dinosaur, The California Raisin Show, Jim Henson's Muppet Babies, Garfield and Friends, Dungeons and Dragons, and The Adventures of Raggedy Ann and Andy. I never thought I'd say this, but Pee-wee Herman was the most normal thing on Saturday morning television. Luckily, music was always there to help keep us sane. And the Oak Ridge Boys were doing a good job on the country charts, with No Matter How High. Janet Jackson was still relevant in music, and she had a number one with Escapade. Alf was on television twice that day. In the morning, he had an animated series called Alf Tales, and by 8 o'clock, he was live action with Alf. New in theaters and taking the number one position, the Paramount Pictures thriller suspense, The Hunt for Red October. And I'm out of time, 90s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm on a hunt for Blue November. So let's meet tomorrow on another 90s flashback.